With Dallas, bro, an upcoming artist out in Florida, bro. Tell him about yourself, bro.
Man, I've been doing music shit for not that long, man. I'm pretty new. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm pretty new, but I gotta say, I know you could. Just to bring you into it, okay? I just did two features for you.
Yep.
And I've already progressed. I've done so much networking with producers. I have my own producer right now. I pay him monthly. He's out of Chicago. He's an amazing friend of mine. He does all my mixing and mastering. So I know, like, people, at the end of the day, my people might not like my music, my style, but they'll always respect my quality.
Bro,
I always try to bring quality of who I can make, you know what I'm saying?
How old are you, bro? What made you get into music?
I'm 18, but I started when I was like 17, man, because I used to be part of a rap group like Migos.
Yeah.
We used to just fuck around, like, when we were in early high school. We were all just, like, young, just playing around, but we were all in a rap group. So a lot of my songs, there are people featured on the songs that are actually friends that I know in real life. Like, those are personal friends, not really online.
Yeah.
They were in my rap group before. They live in my neighborhood, like, they live on my block, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are people that I have networked there that I also, like, interviews and shit with my other like bro, my business.
Bro, no cap, fool. I heard your songs too from that nigga TJX6, bro. That scammy nigga.
Hell yeah.
I heard your fool. I seen you on his comments one day, bro, and I was like, I'm gonna check this little nigga out. I checked you out, fool, and I was like, yo, he's on some swiping shit. I'm like, I fuck with this kid.
You know what's crazy?
What up?
The swiping shit in general, that whole theme, I've had that previous. That was already, it wasn't even really my idea. It was more of a concept in my mind. TJX6 had like a really weird vibe about it. Like he does it like really differently. But he kind of showed me that you can really take creativity and people will fuck with it. Bro, his music for everybody.
Bro, like, you're going up. Your music bangs, so I fuck with it, bro. Like, it's a different style, you know what I mean?
I want it to be different, yeah, that's what I mean.
Man, that shit you did with Rated R was fucking fire, bro. I fuck with that shit.
That's my niggas. I went to school with them. Those are my school boys, man. Those two people in that video. Hell yeah.
Like, on some real shit, bro, I fuck with that shit, bro. But you killed him on that song, though, low-key.
Man, I'm not gonna lie to you. I used to sleep on the song. We actually recorded it. I know, like I said, though, I think one of them, he didn't quit music, but he doesn't rap anymore. The other one, he still raps. He's about to drop a single, but they're still gonna tax on the feature. That's what I'm saying, man, because it's different for them. They take rap in a different mindset for them.
It seems like you're doing, no cap, bro, but like, I fuck with your team, bro, but it seems like you're doing better than him, fool. Like, your whole perspective on music and shit. Like, I had that nigga Reddit R hit my line, fool, trying to get an interview, but I didn't really fuck with his mindset, fool. Like, your mindset's really on this shit, bro, and that shit's cool.
I'm on a different path as them. They see, okay, so for some people, like right now, maybe for some of the people watching this, they do music as a hobby.
Yeah.
And I do music as a hobby as well. But I'm more meticulous with the hobby, so I can bring in different ideas from different artists, or I can bring things from myself into what I'm doing. So I can like bring those different things that I've listened to. I can bring on different styles. Like I'm more versatile with what I can do. But then I have ones that I'm just really good at, and other ones I'm shit. Like I might be able to make some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like with the auto-tune shit, hell yeah.
Bro,
I can still work around.
That shit was fucking fire, bro.
They don't want to challenge themselves.
Yo, that auto-tune shit that you have going, bro, that shit was fire, bro. I fucked with it. I was like,
exactly, So you gotta work around the challenges, because I know those two boys, they like to fuck with the auto-tune. They like that vibe, like kind of your kind of music. Like they like that trap, like auto-tune vibe. I'm not really that kind of person all the time, but I'm gonna still work. I'm gonna still make sure that I can make my sound adapt to what it is. I'm gonna always work hard as possible to make sure that my music can like kind of mold to what a feature I'm doing, or if I have somebody else in the feature, I want to be able to do their style as well. I want to get right with that.
Bro, I think it's lit how you adapt, fool. You adapt to fucking the Chicago music, the Florida music, and to the fucking California music pretty sick, bro. When I got you on 100 Days, I thought that shit was lit, bro.
Oh my God, 100 Days, man. Spotify, iTunes. I know. I told you, doubted me at first, and you gotta say you doubted me.
Bro, honestly, I ain't gonna say I doubted you, fool, but I was just wondering, like, how was he gonna do on it? I knew you were gonna kill it, bro, because I hit you up for a collab. Like, yo, the fact that I hit you up was a big thing, because, like, I don't be doing that, bro. I seen potential in you, and I was like, yo, this shit's lit.
No, I was like, oh, damn, he's really serious. Like, people don't really hit me up that are serious. It's just a lot of people do this, like, just for fun.
Hell no, I emailed you the tracks right away, bro. I was like, that shit's lit. I was like, I have to get this nigga on the podcast. Yeah. And I just got this podcast live on iTunes and shit, so I'm like, I had to get an interview with you, bro, because I'm like, you're doing something, bro, you're going to come up.
Let me do something cool right now.
Go ahead,
I'm going to flip a question on you.
Yeah.
Who are the other features? So it's me and who else?
Oh,
who's
bro, shout out to my nigga Al Slimex, bro. My nigga Al Slimex, he's out in Australia. He's on Headboppers 3 for sure.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, shout out to my nigga. Shout out to my nigga out Slimex, bro. We got 100-pack Savvy.
The Land Down Under.
Yeah, we got 100-pack Savvy out here, bro. About to be on one of the songs with us, bro. That nigga's lit too, foo. Shout out to 100-pack Savvy. I got my nigga Quinn, foo. Then, so far, foo, the collaborations are pretty lit, bro.
So what's the style looking like? Obviously, our song was more of like it was kind of a pop swipe scam kind of, like it was like so many different ones, but it was kind of like it was like a club banger. That's some shit you hear in the club.
Yeah, the crazy thing about that song, I sent you that song Fu, because it reminded me of that TJX6 shit that you were on, bro. And I was like, yo, this nigga's gonna kill this shit.
Hell yeah.
Fu, tell him, how old are you, bro?
I'm only 18.
Hey, Fu, tell him how many plays you're getting for at 18, bro. How many plays you pushing?
I just did one down the street with one of my boys. I got 30,000. I did a little one where I kind of did like a little freestyle, just played around with some vocal samples. That was 16,000.
This nigga's Do you guys hear that? This nigga's 18, bro, hitting 30,000 plays, nigga. This nigga's 18.
I got like 18,000 on my lowest one. I did a feature with his white boy in Phoenix, and I got, I think, 22,000 on that one. That one's nuts, baby. That one got a lot of reposts.
Yo, you're doing good, fool. I was hella lit when I seen all your plays, fool. I was like, yo, this nigga's upcoming, bro. You out in Florida doing big things, baby. What is that, the laser on the thing?
Huh?
Is that the laser on the beam or what?
Yeah, you know, I can't show it, but
yeah. Yeah, on God, bro. Hey, fool, you're doing perfect, fool. I'm proud of you, nigga. I'm hyped that we got these songs out.
But you really put me on, though, on some real shit. You put me on, because before, a lot of the clout was mostly because I was able to network my way into it. Because I like to work with other people, you know what I'm saying? So that draws a lot of attention. But at the end of the day, people don't really put me on. I usually put other people on. No one ever really steps to me. He's like, oh, let me get you on a feature, bro. You're fired. I want to get you on a feature. Bro, I'm the one that approaches people.
Bro, I jumped on that shit ASAP because I'm like, you have potential, fool. I told you, you've been having potential. I had to jump on it. And like the fact that you're getting more networking, fool, from like what we did was sick, fool. Because we literally released that song like, what, a week ago?
Uh-huh. Did you see the music video for Racing, that the little snippet that I had my boy film?
I did, fool. I fuck with that shit hard, fool. That's why I dropped Racing today, fool. I'm like, yo, this shit's lit. I'm like, I need to get this nigga on an interview.
Hell yeah.
I fuck with it tough, bro.
So what's going on? You have a record label. What's going on? Obviously, you're making it with music. You're definitely out there. What's going on? Who plugged you in?
Low key, for the craziest thing, I've been doing all this shit independent, bro. Like, I don't have no team. I don't be like socializing with other groups like that, fool, because I don't really be fucking with a lot of people. Like you said, a lot of people ain't serious about this shit, and we really take this shit serious. You know what I mean?
So who funds all your music? That's just personal.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, all this shit is personal funded, bro. Just like how the shit you're doing, it's all independent, bro. And the fact that we're doing
shit,
it,
okay. And are you making a check off of SoundCloud? You have to. You have big views. That's what I'm saying, man. Put 100 days on your thing soon, because it gets a lot of plays, man. You get way more plays than me. You're consistent. I'm not that consistent. I still have people that only listen like 100 times, 200 times, but you always get thousands.
Bro, the craziest thing is, food. I'm telling you, bro. It's gonna start from 100, food, and you're gonna go up. Food to more, bro. It's gonna keep booming, bro. You're gonna do great, bro.
Oh yeah.
Shit. Yeah. We got
paid from all this stuff, right? You get paid from SoundCloud?
Yeah, food, you get paid after you hit 200,000 views, food, you start getting paid, bro.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, nigga, I see big potential in you. You're gonna do big things, my boy.
Yeah. So what's going on with you, man? So on your track right now, what's your next step? I know my next step. I'm gonna try and get to where you're at. So what are you doing right now? What's your next big thing?
Low key, bro. What's I'm gonna give you the biggest advice I'm gonna give you right now. If it was visuals, bro, get your visuals in, bro. So I got all the tracks in right now, bro. It's music videos that I'm pushing for, man. Get your music videos out there, bro.
Because
that's the biggest thing. Once people see that you got music videos, then they start taking you serious, bro. Because then they're like, oh, this nigga,
on my way home today. I was like, man, I need to put out, once I put out music videos, people take it, like, differently. They're like, oh, he's for real. Okay, here's him in a music video. Here's him with a feature in a music video. He's really serious about it.
Exactly, because once they see that you start getting hella plays on YouTube, food, and, like, they're matching your plays on SoundCloud, then they're like, yo, this nigga's really in this shit. Like, he's really here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're kicking in the door, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's lit, fool. I'm like, yo, what you're doing right now, fool, you're doing something that a lot of fucking people ain't doing, bro. You're doing pretty dope. What part of Florida are you in right now?
What
part of Florida are you in right now?
I'm up north in Florida. I'm in Ocala, so I usually hang out in Orlando where Disney's at.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm in college, so I'm upstate.
That's just... Yo, that's...
I'm OT.
That's just lit. That's just lit as fuck, bro. Shit, This is the interview with Wyron Dallas, bro, out in Florida, upcoming artist. I'm gonna be posting his links and shit on my timeline. Bro's gonna be sending me his social information and shit, then I'm gonna be posting that shit.
Oh yeah.
Let's get it, bro. Much love for the interview, bro. Shit was lit.
Alright, man, I'm gonna see you.
Alright, let's get it, bro. I'm gonna be sending you the podcast information so you can post it.
Alright, keep me posted, man. Keep me updated. Yep. I'm gonna get ready for that new music too.
I got you, let's get it, brother. Stay blessed.
Yeah.